We can either go down into this material creation and live like what we see all around us. We can live the life that people are living on the television, going through so many difficulties at the time of death, knowing not where they're going, accumulating so many cores of sinful reactions that we have to take birth over and over again. The message of Godhead was brought by such an unassuming, sweet, kind person who gave us such a wonderful example to help us find our way back up to the level of Krishna's service. This is Prabhupada's gift to us. We need a way to cleanse ourselves from our sinful life. We're unfortunate, we're sinful, we have so many sinful reactions on our head. Death is coming today or tomorrow, and we need to become very serious. Life is not meant to accumulate money, have fun, raise children, eat fancy food. It is meant, the human form of life is meant for one thing. It is our opportunity to make progress towards the personality of Godhead. We can have all of these things, but we need to dovetail them to please Krishna. This is our process. This is our lifeline to the spiritual world. Who could say that they want to live here? Who could possibly want to live in this place where there's so many difficulties at every moment? Every day is full with difficulties. We have some pleasure, but it's not enough to say we're eternally peaceful here. We have a great soul. He's given us books. He's given us temples. He's given us a mission for our life. This is our jewel of life. We take this jewel and we protect it. This is the main part of our life. Everything else touches this jewel. Our friends, our workers, our family, our everything, our food goes through this process, and then it becomes purified and it gives us a stepping stone back to the spiritual world. We become purified, we accumulate knowledge of what to do next. Without it, our life is lost. And the greatest mission is Prabhupada's own example, to give this jewel to everybody that comes in contact with us. This is what's going to please Krishna. Krishna is not going to be pleased by our making money and giving him a little. He's not going to be pleased by offering some flower. It's fine. Not bad. It's a pious activity. Krishna wants us to engage the other living entities. We're not these bodies. We're not born in certain families. We are eternal living entities. We're not going to get out of this situation unless we please the personality of Godhead. He wants us to spread his mercy to everybody. And this is the greatest gift. Prabhupada said there's no one more pleasing to Krishna than one who gives his message to others. Why? Because they need it. They may have everything in the whole world. They may be the king of Brunei. They may have everything. They may have 100 wives. They may have all the sex they want. They may have jewels. They may have everything. They will take birth as a dog. They will suffer sinful reactions. There's nothing here. Life is meant in the human form of life to get out of this mess. This is the person who's given us the way. He's given us the ticket. We simply have to take it and do what with the instructions that he's given us to use it. So we're the most fortunate. We're sitting here in a temple established by a pure devotee, and he's giving us everything. This is what you're doing in New Vrindavan. This is what we're doing in New Vrindavan. We're taking this mercy from this great personality, and we're running with it. We're giving it to everyone. Running through the fields of Vrindavan, saying Krishna, Krishna, and giving this mercy so that everybody can find a way to go back to Godhead in this life. Even if they make one step in that process, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, they're assured of a human birth. And he will come again into their life and give them another time to take another step, or 10 steps, or 100 steps. This is what he wants from us. He doesn't want our money. He doesn't want our anything. He doesn't want anything from us. This is what he sent Prabhupada for. That's why Prabhupada's main mission was to distribute books. If you have a facility to buy books and distribute them, do that. This is what's going to bring Krishna the closest to you. If you want Krishna, if you want to go back to Godhead at the end of this life, this is what you do. You do what the great devotee who came from the spiritual world told us to do. Thank you. All glories to Prabhupada.
shy. There's some other disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
Hello, Kavarnato.
Once Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Purj, and maybe it was also 1970 or something like that in Los Angeles, Prabhupada was there, and Prabhupada asked all the devotees that were there to give some glorification to speak, because that's the spiritual master's duty to train the disciple. So we had to do this right with Srila Prabhupada. Not that Srila Prabhupada's not here, he is here. But we had to do it with Srila Prabhupada there, speak in front of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada actually wants the devotees to do that. That's part of the training.
Maham Vishnu Badai Krishna Vastai Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pasachara Sitarane Srila Prabhupada Ki. So this morning I was in the prison ministry office. I was watching the screen, the computer screen, which was now transcendentalized and filled with wonderful pictures of Srila Prabhupada. And as each one flashed, I was recalling how one of my godbrothers was telling me, Makan Lal Prabhu, how when he first came to the temple back in the early 60s in San Francisco, he started associating with the devotees. He saw the devotees, and one of the devotees had all these pictures, hundreds of pictures of Srila Prabhupada, and he couldn't understand it. You know, why... Why taking so much pictures of this one person, you know? He couldn't understand it because he had never met Srila Prabhupada or didn't really know anything about him. And then, of course, when he saw Srila Prabhupada and heard from him the transcendental knowledge, then he realized this is real beauty. Huh? Because a person may have very beautiful features, physically beautiful, but if they have very bad qualities, bad character, then nobody cares for them. So Srila Prabhupada is so beautiful because he's such a beautiful person, a perfect spiritual being who's emanating love. So we never get tired of seeing pictures of Srila Prabhupada, and we never get tired of hearing about Srila Prabhupada. So one time in San Francisco, Prabhupada was sitting in his room, you know, in a very very relaxed way, and devotees came in there and said, "Srila Prabhupada, you look so beautiful today." Prabhupada says, "Why just today?" Because it's not a physical beauty thing. It's a, you know, he was emanating Krishna's love, so that's how he saw it. So Srila Prabhupada taught us everything as devotees. We learned how to. Excuse me. Srila Prabhupada taught us how to live, how to eat, how to sleep, how to work in a way that we're not going to get any reaction. And especially taught us how to eat wonderful prasadam. And he personally taught the devotees, early devotees, how to cook. And some of them became quite expert. And Prabhupada said this is a disciplic succession, that the knowledge is passed down from perfect master to student and that. So one day Srila Prabhupada came into the kitchen where some of his disciples were making samosas, and Prabhupada grabbed one of the samosas and ate it and said, "Oh, this is very good." And he ate another one. And he ate another one. And he said, "Prabhupada, how many samosas can you eat?" He says, "I can eat more than you can make." And he said that they told him that actually I like cooking for myself, because when you cook for yourself, you don't have to hear any criticism. So Prabhupada had a way of teaching, you know, very sweet ways. He always Of course, his main teaching was to always chant Hare Krishna. Right? Always chant Hare Krishna. And sometimes, you know, it's hard for us to figure out how to do that, how to always chant Hare Krishna. We think, okay, well, we'll chant our rounds, or we'll sing a little bit. How to always chant Hare Krishna? So one day in San Francisco, Prabhupada was at a studio, a TV studio, right? They were getting ready to do a program, TV program, right? And it was just ready to go on the air, and then the technicians, you know, they heard this buzzing sound in the sound system, right? So they ripped apart all their equipment. They tried to pull out this wire and that wire, and they were searching everywhere. Finally, they followed all the wires back and back to the microphone where Srila Prabhupada was sitting, and they realized it wasn't a buzzing sound at all. He was chanting. They thought something wrong with their equipment, but actually, Prabhupada was always chanting Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada had a beautiful, you know, I mean, his understanding of the scriptures, of course, is what convinced many of us to surrender our lives, you know, because, you know, the nature of the mind is you try to find a loophole, try to find a mistake, so you don't have to surrender. You know, Prabhupada, he covered all the bases, but also he had a very, very pragmatic way of dealing with the circumstances that would come up, so that he could make his point. So one day, one of Prabhupada's disciples, Govinda Dasi, was at the temple, and it was a Sunday feast, so there was many guests. And this was the early days. There was many guests, and this temple had a lot of Indian guests that day. And so Govinda Dasi's parents were there, and she introduced her father, who was a very, very conservative Texan American, and to Srila Prabhupada. So the first thing he said is, "Why have you given my daughter an Indian name?" An Indian name. And Prabhupada says, "Oh, you do not like Indians?" Of course, he was an Indian himself, and he was surrounded. There was a whole family of Patels right next to him. And so when Prabhupada said that, then the man was completely defeated. Prabhupada said, "She's happy, and she's experiencing, you know, she's gaining knowledge, and she's happy. So you should also be happy. She's your daughter." So Prabhupada even preached to the Beatles that way, that the mission of Krishna consciousness is that you should be happy and you should make others happy. I was listening to the tape of Prabhupada explaining this to the Beatles, you know, in the early 60s. He says, this is the mission of Krishna consciousness. You know, you be happy and make others happy. Very simple. So Prabhupada was so kind that he never... You know, he would, just like Krishna says in Gita, if you do a little bit of service to me, it'll so powerful, it'll protect you from the greatest danger. Neha bikramanasho sti patyavayo navidite. It means if you just do a little service for the pleasure of Krishna, it can protect you from being sent again to the cycle of birth and death. They give you another chance. Prabhupada said, if you become 1% Krishna conscious, then your next life you take off it, you start at 2%, right? So it's an eternal bank account. So Prabhupada was here in 1969. He was staying up at the old farm, Old Vrindavan, and there was one cow there, a Kalia. Vrindavan had only one cow in those days. We eventually grew to almost 400 cows at one point. But that cow gave Prabhupada milk. When he tasted that milk, he said, "I have not tasted milk like this in 55 years, right?" So they made nice preparations, and Prabhupada was really enjoying. And then 7 years later, Prabhupada came back in 1976. And at that time, Vrindavan had 100 cows, and Prabhupada was walking on the morning walk up to the old farm, and there was a about 5 or 6 cows up on the hill. I was there standing next to Prabhupada. I was fanning Prabhupada, walking with him, you know, and the cows were on the hill, and suddenly all the cows started running down the hill, and there was one cow, black cow, that came running and just started walking with us. And the devotee that was taking care of the cows in those days, Ambrish, says, "Prabhupada, that is Kaliya, the first cow that gave you milk when you came in 1969. Prabhupada says, yes, I know, she's my old friend. So Prabhupada, he never forgot, he would never forget service that anyone remembered. In fact, he would remember devotees and faces. There was one devotee that was here for a while, his name was Bhakta Bill. He had a son named Jagannath. He lives in Arizona now. So Bill met Prabhupada in 1965 on the streets of New York. He was dressed in an army uniform. Right? He was in the service at the time, and he saw Prabhupada. They exchanged a few words. You know, he didn't know. You know, he just saw an Indian man. He exchanged a few words. It's like 6 years later, he was Bhakta Bill had joined the temple in Los Angeles, and he was there, and he had a dhoti on and everything, and he was chanting with beat, and Prabhupada was walking by the row, and he was standing there, and Srila Prabhupada says, "Oh, how are you? I remember you from New York." You know, so this was, you know, hundreds of devotees, and hundreds and thousands of people Prabhupada met. But so this is the nature of spiritual life, is that we can, whatever we do, we chant. Prabhupada said, and according to the scripture, if you chant Hare Krishna one time, it can relieve you of more sins you can commit. That's how powerful devotional service is. So Prabhupada gave that gift of devotional service to the whole world. And we are so fortunate that we're trying to take advantage of it, but we're really lacking in that. But Prabhupada told us, if you give it to others, if you help me spread this Krishna consciousness movement, then you will get so much more for yourself. The nature of spiritual life is, you give, you will receive more. So on this day, Srila Prabhupada, I just hope that this next year I can try to give more of myself by giving more Krishna consciousness to others. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhati Vedanta Swamins Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Vicharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachadi Tanine. Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada. I must confess, I'm also a crybaby, but I'm not the kind of crybaby that Advaita is, feeling gratitude. I'm a crybaby because, you know, when this, I'm very attached to this body, and this body gets hurt. I just turned 51 this year, and all these aches and pains are broken toes and cuts in the head, and you know, I'm crying. So, but I was meditating on that, you know, like, this body's getting older. But how amazing Srila Prabhupada was at the age of 70. You know, he leaves his homeland to go to another country and translate so many books, you know, getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes sleeping 3-4 hours, 2 hours a night. You know, it's just boggling, I think, as my body gets older, I begin to appreciate more what Srila Prabhupada did at that advanced age in his life. And I was just thinking, today is being Vyasa Puja, the day of offering gratitude to someone great. to Srila Prabhupada, who gave us so much. And one of the greatest gifts I feel he's given us is this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So I was just trying to reflect on what does this term International Society for Krishna Consciousness mean? Well, obviously, international means worldwide. Society means, you know, where devotees can come together and associate and inspire each other in their Krishna consciousness. And what is Krishna consciousness? So, last month, a devotee friend of mine, he told me that if Srila Prabhupada had time to write these books, you should have time to read them. Because I must confess, I've never read one of Srila Prabhupada's books cover to cover. You know, I'm very ashamed of this. And so when he said that, I think, really, that's true. I should start reading. And he's been reading like every day. And even one of our life members in Cincinnati, he's been reading Srila Prabhupada's books every single day. So I started reading, doing that, and I came across one purport where Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, in the material world, everyone has two things. You have endeavor, your activities, your work. And then you also have your achievements, your goals, the things you're trying to achieve in life. So some people, they derive pleasure from their endeavors, from their activities. And some people, they derive pleasure from their achievements, from, you know, their accomplishing their goals. But the devotee, he derives his pleasure, his happiness from his Krishna consciousness. And I thought, wow, that is such a wonderful realization. A devotee can find happiness just in his Krishna consciousness, in being conscious of Krishna. I mean, isn't that, to me, that was like incredible. So I began to appreciate Srila Prabhupada creating this International Society for Krishna Conscious, to be conscious of Krishna at every moment. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Actually, I first came to New Vrindavan in 1972 as a visitor. I came with some of the devotees from Chicago. My wife and I, at that time, we were living in Madison, Wisconsin, and we were practicing Krishna consciousness there in our home. So the devotees were coming for a big festival here. Janmashtami in 1972. There was a national festival. People from all over the United States were coming. And Prabhupada himself was coming. And Prabhupada, actually, when he was here in 1972, he stayed in a house just a half a mile up the road. The house, unfortunately, is no longer there. And today I live in a house right across the street from that house that Prabhupada stayed in 1972. And in 1976, when Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan, then he stayed in the house that I live in at present time. But in 1972, this was just a few minutes before Prabhupada arrived. All of the devotees were eagerly rushing here and there, making last-minute preparations for Prabhupada's arrival. And it was an old house, very old, about 100 years old. And inside, they didn't even have any running water. And they built with some sheets of tin against the outside of the house. They built a shower stall. So Prabhupada, he took his showers outside the house. And, you know, at the end of August, when you come, actually in the morning and in the evening, it gets begins to get very chilly. So it was toward the end of the summer. And then when Prabhupada came in, and so many other sannyasis came with Prabhupada, and they all filed into the house with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was sitting there, and myself and a few other guests, we were kind of like peeking into the door. We didn't dare go inside. And when Prabhupada saw that some of the devotees were still outside the house looking into the door, he said, "Oh, please come in." And so somehow or other I wound up sitting like in the front row right before Prabhupada. And as he was speaking, just at one point, he looked down at me. I was sitting on the floor. And he said, "Are you trying to understand the philosophy?" So this, I was just struck with wonder that Prabhupada was asking such a humble question, and that Prabhupada would be satisfied if you just try to understand the philosophy. Whether we understand or not, who knows? Maybe the philosophy is so profound and so deep, it would take dozens and dozens of years, really, to penetrate into the depths of the Vedic philosophy. But Prabhupada was pleased if just one tried to understand. And so I was struck by the depth of Prabhupada's compassion and his mercy upon me, in just the way he phrased that question, if you are trying to understand the philosophy. But I'd just like to tell one other little story. And this is I'm Jewish, and I know there's a few other Jewish devotees in the audience. And Prabhupada, in the early days, there were so many Jewish devotees, he was called the Jewish Guru, because he had so many Jewish disciples. And at one time, actually, Prabhupada, a reporter asked Prabhupada, "Why did you come to America?" So Prabhupada said, "I've come to make Christians better Christians and Jews better Jews and Hindus better Hindus." So it was not a matter of conversion for Prabhupada. But there's this story that I like to tell. And this is a story from the Holocaust in World War II. And there was this Jewish rabbi. And he was an elderly man. And they were all in the hands of the Nazis. And the Nazis liked to play different tricks upon their captives. And so they dug a big ditch. And they told the captives, the Jewish captives, that they had to jump across the ditch. And if you didn't jump to the other side, then they had a machine gun. And if you fell into the ditch, then you would be machine gunned to death. And so they were online, this rabbi and his disciple, to jump across the ditch. And the disciple of the rabbi, he was saying to the rabbi, and the rabbi was an elderly gentleman, and the disciple of the rabbi was saying, "This is a mockery. Why should I obey what the Nazis want me to do? When I get up to the ditch, I'm going to spit in their face and jump into the ditch to defy them." And so the elderly rabbi, he said, "You know, the Nazis, don't think that the Nazis have created this situation. God has created this situation, and God is asking us to jump across the ditch. It's not our captors. The captors, they are really not the source of our pain and our hardships and our suffering. So this is all God's arrangement. So whatever God arranges, then you comply. You make the best endeavor you can." And so when they got up to the ditch, the rabbi jumped across the ditch. And at the when he got landed on the other side, he was amazed that his disciple was also there. And so the disciple asked the rabbi, "My dear rabbi, you are such an old man, and the ditch is such a wide ditch. How did you jump across the ditch? How did you make it?" And the rabbi said, "You know, I was just meditating upon Moses and upon Abraham and upon Elijah the prophet and so many saintly rabbis that have come before me, and I was praying and meditating upon their help. But my friend, how did you jump across the ditch?" And the disciple said, "Rabbi, I was holding on to your coat." And so my only prayer, and our only prayer, is to hold on to the quote of Srila Prabhupada to help us jump across this big ditch of this material nescience. The material world is an ocean of nescience, an ocean of hardship and anxiety and difficulty. Kripa Maya was just mentioning that he had some pain in his foot, and as we get older we have so many aches and pains. And I was reading recently that the human beings, we are subjugated to 4,000 different ailments that the body is prone to. So the material world is a great source of suffering and nescience and difficulty. So we must hold on to Srila Prabhupada and to the words of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Bo. So His Holiness Vardhana Swami has just come back from Vrindavan. His Holiness is a resident of Sanyasi, who lives here in Vrindavan. He lives here for over 30 years. He was in our Columbus Center. He was in the Association. He was in some of the people's words. And then after Mara's feast, we're going to have Pushpanjali, the Srila Prabhupada. We have flowers that will be distributed and have the altars attended, the Swaha attended. We want to offer the flowers, but they're not petals of flowers, so please don't throw them at Srila Prabhupada. We'll then hear Srila Prabhupada lotus feet. And then after Pushpanjali, there'll be Arti, and there'll be Abhishek, the small Murti of Srila Prabhupada. So during the Abhishek, Srila Prabhupada's disciples should please come up first and bathe Srila Prabhupada, and then the other devotees can also bathe in the grill. That's all we have for the last. Thank you.
It's gonna make noise.
Thank you. Flower petals that you're being given will be offered three times. So you mentally divide them into three portions, so you'll have enough with three offerings to make.
Thank you, Krishna.
Request all the devotees and guests to repeat after me the sacred mantras of glorification of the previous acharya and the great soul.
Mirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Tapitam Nirasuntale Vayam Rupa Sadamayam Sadati Vapadantitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahajana Raganasamditam Sajivam Sadvetam Sajivam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahajana Larita Sri Vitaka Chitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pusaya Kuntale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamane Namaste Sadasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharane Nidavitesha Sunyavari Asyasya Ketakarane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Iti Namane Sri Parshapanahi Devi Daitaya Vipasjaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Aine Bhavade Namaha Madhuyo Vala Vimatya Shilpanuga Bhaktida Shikora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Srimurtaye Dinakarine Shilpanuga Virutapa Siddhanta Vanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Dipalamba Rasam Bodhe Param Bhujaya Ve Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Shakti Vinanda Namine Gora Shakti Arukhaya Rupanuga Varayate Gora Sikhava Umeshwam Nirjesha Satyanapriya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Panchakalpa Srutyasya Deepa Sindhu Bhavacha Adhisthanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vananyaya Krishna Prema Vadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaura Vishe Namaha Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Dara Kanta Namaste Panchatattva Makam Krishnam Pasarupa Sarupakam Pakta Avataram Pakasyam Namani Pakta Shaktitam Jayatam Sudasor Bangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsavasta Parambodho Varamarana Mohano Yidya Vindaranyanya Urpa Rumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasana Dao Srimadada Srila Govinda Deva Krishnalidhi Sejamana Marami Sriman Rasa Rasarami Vangsivata Tathasita Harsham Dhenu Vanaya Gopir Gopinata Priyeshita Sapta Kanchana Sodange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Ite Devi Anamami Adipriye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I will stand now, take the offering from the beginning, and I do that, we offer one third of this flower to Sri Prabhupada and pay it away. Esha Pushpanjali Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Acharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Esha Pushpanjali Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskarya
Yetadharane Yesha Pushpanjali. Buddha Booth, the Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada's Murti over there, where Abhishekam, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, please raise Srila Prabhupada's shirt.